Hello everybody. This is the translation of Guy Delabre's message for Sunday the 20th of November. The reading is taken from Mark chapter 13, verses 33 to 37. Be on your guard. Be alert. You do not know when that time will come. It's like a man going away. He leaves his house and puts his servants in charge, each with their assigned task, and tells the one at the door to keep watch. Therefore, keep watch, because you do not know when the owner of the house will come back, whether in the evening or at midnight or when the rooster crows or at dawn. If he comes suddenly, do not let him find you sleeping. What I say to you, I say to everyone, watch. Always ready. Soon it will be the season of Advent, orientation of our times of worship towards the coming of the Son of God. Soon it will be the season of Advent, time for memories relating to this coming, time for awakening the values of these memories, time for remembering the gracious actions of God. These are moments of sweetness, gratitude, peace and hope. It is good to experience such moments. God offers himself to us in Jesus. God wishes to show himself close to our humanity despite all our failings. God helps us find breath and energy to walk with more assurance, so we can remember his sweet words. That said, God does not fail to speak harsh words. If not only in chapter 12 of his Gospel, Mark tells us about times of tension between Jesus and the religious leaders. And in chapter 13 he tells us words that are difficult to hear in connection with future times, the destruction of the temple in Jerusalem, but also in connection with the end times which precede the return of Christ. And it is not a question of watering these words down, of putting them aside because they bother us. No, it is a question of guarding them, just like we guard sweet words. Hence, on the part of Christ, this invitation, exhortation, addressed to the first disciples to remain awake at the conclusion of chapter 13. But if it should already be the case for them, isn't it also the case for us? Today we are also called, invited, exhorted to watch. And let's face it, this is not always our strength, following the example of the disciples of Jesus in the Garden of Gethsemane. God knows Jesus does not mince his words and does not tire of insisting on warning us that we must watch like the doorman, four times in four verses. We are therefore led to stay awake, even to be awakened, just as the people of Israel had to be awakened. Here are some examples that show God's faithfulness despite our infidelity or passivity or indifference. People awakened from a kind of torpor some 3,500 years ago, linked to this very long period of 400 years in Egypt. Moses will be the unlikely choice of God. People awakened from their madness also when they had fallen into the trap of idolatry, of infidelity to the law of God, intervention of prophets or strong signs such as the surprise discovery of the book of the law by King Josiah during a restoration of the temple. People awakened in the midst of their exile after a period of 70 years. Sadness in Nehemiah, for example, which does not go unnoticed and thanks to which the pagan emperor Cyrus will open the borders of his country to allow a return to Canaan. And again, people awakened after a long prophetic sleep of about 500 years. No prophets, no notable signs between the return to the promised land and the birth of Christ. This people are the one that God has chosen to announce to all nations that they can claim the same salvation, the same hope of life. God cannot do without it. This people are kept on the alert regularly. And this people remind us, to us Christians, that we run the same risks of oblivion, or of doubt, or of undergoing the pressure exerted by the present century. God knows human nature. Let us receive, without embarrassment, the exhortations that he throws at us, even the reproaches. Isn't it good to be awakened by the divine spirit? Isn't it good to be shaken by this God who so lovingly revealed himself in Jesus Christ? Following the example of the Corinthians, we are well equipped to remain vigilant, but let's not forget that we remain fragile. What does Paul say to the Corinthians? In 1 Corinthians chapter 1, 4-10, I always thank my God for you, because of his grace given you in Christ Jesus. For in him you have been enriched in every way, with all kinds of speech and with all knowledge, God thus confirming our testimony about Christ among you. Therefore you do not lack any spiritual gift, as you eagerly wait for our Lord Jesus Christ to be revealed. He will also keep you firm to the end, so that you will be blameless on the day of our Lord Jesus Christ. God is faithful, who has called you into fellowship with his Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. I appeal to you, brothers and sisters, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, that all of you agree with one another in what you say, and that there be no divisions among you, but that you be perfectly united in mind and thought. Let us hear this exhortation at the end of the paragraph. It will remain a refrain throughout the letter due to internal community issues, problems which suggest that the value of the message of Christ has lost some of its tenor. Today we are in the same condition as the Jews at the time of the first coming of Christ, or the Corinthians in the early days of the church. We have to remember the grace of our God. We must honestly acknowledge our weakness and failures. We must seek to stay awake, to experience the grace of God in our communion with him. Paul is aware of this and tries to make people aware of it. Verse 9, for God, who has called you to live in communion with his Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, is faithful. It is indeed our communion with Jesus, real or absent, which determines our ability to keep watch and experience the grace that God grants us. What about our fellowship with him? Let's consider our pebbles in the shoe as alerts. Are the texts read and recalled today not useful, still useful to keep us awake? The time of confinement will have been a time of withdrawal from the gathered community, a time of distancing, of distension. We were then able to learn that what is a priority is not immediately our communion with each other, but our communion with God. One will be determined by the other. A defect in the communion with God is a defect in fellowship with brothers and sisters. The Corinthians know something about this. Let us take pleasure in plunging our regard into the Word of God, into the memories of the effects of his grace in us, and let us tell him all the more of our faith and our gratitude. Let's read again Mark chapter 13, verses 33-37. Be on guard. Be alert. You do not know when that time will come. It's like a man going away. He leaves his house and puts his servants in charge, each with their assigned task, and tells the one at the door to keep watch. Therefore keep watch, because you do not know when the owner of the house will come back, whether in the evening or at midnight, or when the rooster crows or at dawn. If he comes suddenly, do not let him find you sleeping. What I say to you, I say to everyone, watch. There is still time. Let us pray.